Yeah, I had a lot of fun driving to work today.
I love four-wheel drive when you need it. I do. I can't see here, Colin, so tell me, do we have him? Don't know. All right, there we go. My screen isn't working properly today. I think it's all the snow outside and the storm, but Congressman Tim Walberg is with us, as he is on Thursdays. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back with you.
Glad to have you here. All right. Got a lot of things we're going to have to run through, but let's start with the tax bill. Looks like the report's indicating that it's going to make its way through. The top marginal rate will be reduced to 37%. The business tax rate will be 21%. The write-off for pass-through income back to 20%. It was at 23, which, trust me, I would prefer, but I suppose I can live with it. Where are we in this process? Tell me the good things. Tell me the things that you don't like.
Well, so far, we're still waiting to see. Tomorrow, it will be posted to us to see the actual language. But it appears right now that we've gone in good directions. Tax thing is coming together well. It looks like there's support on both sides of the Capitol, House and Senate. That is to say, it is Republican-led initiative, of course. But there's a very certain word out there that there will be a number of Democrats who will join on in the final vote once they see the Republicans have the votes. And I think that will come. So,
No. Hold on. That's big news right here. You say that Democrats are going to vote for tax reform.
There are going to be some that will vote for tax reform.
In both houses, both the House and the Senate?
I believe in both houses. And it's because they'll watch, they see the votes go up. When Republicans put up enough votes to pass, which is 217, in the House, Senate, when they see that they have the 50 votes, then you'll see some Democrats come on. It won't be a large number, but it'll be bipartisan.
Really? Well, that's exciting, though, isn't it?
Well, I think it says that while the media, being the national media, is trying to portray it as not approved by the American public, of course, the only information the American public has, generally speaking, is what they hear from the national media, and so they've looked askance at it. But when they see actual language of what the legislation does, how it impacts their life, what it means to their bottom line, what it means to the security of their job, what it means to their withholdings, that they'll see a larger paycheck simply because less will be taken out next year, they'll support it. And I think the Democrats that will be voting for it are coming from states or districts where they understand that the people will appreciate it, and they better be on the side of the angels in this one. They're going to force the Republicans to take the votes to make sure that we can pass it on our own, but they're going to join in the celebration.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, so far there's been not one Democrat that joined. You've seen the national news media take on this plan. Americans hate this tax plan. You know, the rich are going to get richer and the poor are going to pay. Here's the thing. It's changed a couple of times, but I found a couple of places online where I can go in and find the Trump tax plan. If you Google search that, and you can put your numbers in with the latest changes in what the conversation is, what the rates will be. So far, if I put in a married couple making 50 grand or 100 grand, 150 grand, they're all doing better. And if you put in numbers for different people, everybody that I've seen saves money so far, at least a little bit.
The average couple making $59,000 comes out to the good $1,200 better. Their earning capabilities go up to about $4,000 after taxes and the job increases, that the benefits that take place in their life, about $4,000 revenue that goes up in the family. The average family making $59,000. So, I mean, all of verbiage out there is that this is not going to be for the middle class, when in fact it is for the middle class. But every tax bracket wins under this proposal, and businesses, both pass-throughs, S-corps, as well as C-corp corporations, do better as well. Now, is it perfect? No, nothing ever is, and it's not a one-and-done deal. But this moves us way forward. This is after the pattern of Reagan and John F. Kennedy.
So it moves us forward. Some of the rates I want to touch on. I will be impressed. I won't kid you, Congressman. If you get some Democrats on board after all the vitriol and after all the things that have been said and all the, you know, just nasty comments from some, That if you get some Democrats on board, I think that's actually a light finally at the end of the tunnel, and I hope it's not a train, because that's good news. And I think it's important for America to move forward to have somebody come on board and say, you know what, I might not like Donald Trump, and the Democrats, I don't like Donald Trump, but this plan right here is a good plan, and it's good for America, so I'm going to move it forward on behalf of my constituents. And I think that's a good place to be.
That is a good place to be, and it's too bad if it can't be more public. But when you hear the conversations in the locker room where I just came from, or you hear out at a reception, when truth comes out, in the end, if we get it done, if Republicans show the leadership and vote together to move it forward, there will be some Democrats that join us, even if it's only for their self-preservation.
Well, there you go. And some of those, and you want, and I'm going to wonder about that, because as you look at Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, and the list goes on of senators specifically that could find themselves in peril in states. There's 10 states where Donald Trump won, where Democrats are up for re-election, at least half of those or more. He won by a lot. And I don't think, and let me take your temperature on this. Roy Moore losing in Alabama, I don't think that was a referendum on Donald Trump. I think that was a referendum on Roy Moore. And I think the people of Alabama knew him better than anyone, and they just said, you know what, we can't do it. The answer is no. And they didn't trust him. I mean, he's been a very colorful character, to say the least, for 30 years. And so this latest chapter was, well, just the latest chapter. I don't think it bodes anything particularly one way or the other for Democrats or Republicans. It was a kind of a standalone, isolated race in Alabama. That's my take. What is your opinion?
Well, that's my opinion as well. It was a very flawed candidate. He didn't speak to issues. He didn't talk about the Trump tax plan. He didn't talk about the policy for foreign entities like North Korea, Iran. It was a terrible campaign, and I think it was a referendum on the people of Alabama saying, yes, we're Republican, but we can't take this. And I think if you look at the third-party vote as well, you put those in, and I would assume those were people that would not have gone for Jones. They'd have gone for the Republican candidate if we had a good candidate there, and the Republicans would have won. But that was not the case. No, I don't think that says anything about Trump or really about Republicans. It was about Roy Moore.
And that's what I think. I mean, it was a referendum on Roy Moore, and for my caution to Democrats and to the liberal news media that have been, you know, this is the big bellwether and Trump's in trouble and the, you know, Congress is ruined and the Democrats will win everything. I think you need to be careful of overplaying your hand. It would be my warning to them.
Yeah, I would agree, but I think there is also instruction for Republicans.
Oh, no question.
We truly believe in limited government and listening to the people and giving them freedom and opportunity and standing on principles that we believe that we say we believe in and keeping the promises. This is instructive that we've got some problems ourselves, and we have to show the people.
Well, hold your thought right there. I want to discuss that with you. I want to discuss the shortcomings of the Republican Party and the Republicans in Congress in 2017. It's a good topic. Congressman Tim Walberg here with us. You're listening to The Steve Gribber Show. We'll be right back.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365, upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Trying to save money? Well, DTE Energy is committed to helping you save. As a matter of fact, we lowered our natural gas rate by 9% as of April 1st because we're passing our own lower costs onto you. So you get safe, reliable energy and you pay less, which means you save more. Just go to dteenergy.com/newbill for more information. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the